Hello. I know it's been a while. It's nice to be back. I hope I still have any listeners left. So, where have I been? I've been depressed, going completely crazy, making a lot of mistakes, just swimming in depression and anxiety and all that stuff. Just really trying to figure out my life out, but, you know, all the struggles of growing up, I guess. All the struggles of finding your place in the world and finding what you are supposed to do. Not just, like, what you're expected to do. Like, finding your own actual place where you fit into this big old world. I don't know. It's been crazy, though. But somehow I found my way back. I'm better. I'm smarter. You know, when you make mistakes, you tend to learn a lot. A lot quicker than, you know, if you're just told and stuff. I don't know. I think experience has always been a great teacher of mine. Anyway, so I was writing in my journal and trying to figure out my thoughts and feelings, and something just really popped out to me. Shame is oppression. The whole concept of shame, how it feels, how it affects a person, what it does to a person, it is just oppression. Shame is often employed as a tool to make someone feel so dirty and disgusting with themselves about something that they've done, that, you know, they don't do it again because they feel so repulsed with their own existence. I don't know. It's like when, okay, let's talk about child rapists now. Look at something so disgusting. You want to pour as much shame as you can onto that person so that person feels like peeling their skin off for, you know, what disgusting acts they've perpetrated. But shame isn't only used in terrible situations like that. Oftentimes, shame is used in everyday situations. How you look, what you wear, what you say. It is often a very lethal method used to oppress people's thoughts, feelings, emotions. It was used on gay people, it was used on women. They use shame to oppress you. Oh, man and man sleeping together, oh, so disgusting. Woman and woman sleeping together, you are going to go to hell. Jesus doesn't love you, all those kind of stuff. They just want to oppress that part of you so much that you repress it. Shame is the darkness where potential goes to die. I don't know. I've been dealing with the feeling of shame my whole life. Being a fat girl, it's been like, oh, you should be ashamed of how you look. You should be ashamed of, you know, yourself, comparing yourself to your mates and being ashamed of who you are. That's my own personal experience. I'm sure everyone has their own experience where they've been made to feel shame and dislike for themselves or something about themselves that isn't inherently bad. It is just society telling you that that thing about you is bad, so you should feel shame about it. And so there is this darkness in your heart, unnecessarily just glooming and making you into something that you are not, because you don't want to be made to feel the shame, the guilt, the repulsion from yourself. It really pains me though that most people cannot come to this realization of themselves. Like, when your parents use it on you, you just believe that, ah, they are right. As your parents, whatever they say is the truth. But in fact, your parents are just human beings. Just persons who lived life and had children, there is nothing special about them because they are your parents. They don't automatically get God level awareness. It's just because you are always younger than them, so you know less of what they know. And eventually you branch off into your own life and you will start to know even more and different and newer things than what they know. Your whole entire life experience will be different from theirs. I'm saying this because oftentimes parents are terrible bullies who use shame to make their children change. By change, I mean become what they want their children to be. Most people expect their children to grow and become the embodiment of their dead dreams. Like all the things that they felt they could not achieve, they want to start achieving through their children. Which is often very unhealthy for children because they never get the opportunity to discover for themselves who they actually are. Forever who they will be is just an extension of their parents' will. And whenever a child then starts to deviate from the norm of what they say is life and what they want their child's life to be, they often use shame and criticism and all that stuff to hold you down so you feel terrible about yourself. If you one day get the chance to sit down and logically just look at your life, like plainly, like a third party, like you're looking at someone else's life, and look at all the things you feel bad about, and ask yourself why exactly you feel bad about them, or why you should feel bad about them. If you feel bad about them because people make you feel bad about them, and not because inherently it is something you should be bad feel bad about. It is just how life works. And if you don't find a way to break away from that, you will never actualize your full self. Anyway, so that was just a really deep thought that came to me. And I realized that I'm not the only one dealing with this, like, you know, fear of shame, fear of criticism, fear of self. A lot of people in this our country, none of us will ever open our mouths and talk about the mental struggles. We'll just pretend like everything is the way it was told in stories. And I don't know why a lot of people do that, but I'm not one of those people. And my voice here is to speak out to those people, even if you don't, you are never brave enough to say your truth outside, but inside you, you are actualizing the truth and you know what is real and what is not just figments of your imagination that force your feelings to feel things because other people want you to feel. Okay, well, I hope this made sense to someone and I hope someone, you know, stops being oppressed by shame. They find a way to finally defeat that shame and bring their true self into the light. I mean, also, even if you're like a murderer and stuff, like, sure, you're gonna murder some people, yeah, and you're gonna get murdered because that's what happens to murderers. We kill those who that will kill, or you get to spend life in prison. Either way, let your demon show, let your tummy rolls, and I don't know, back fats and your bald heads and whatever it is about yourself that makes you feel bad about yourself and makes you feel shameful, let it show. Just exist. Like, just give yourself permission to take a breath, take a deep breath and exist. Now, nobody's saying you should not aim for the best and try to make yourself into the most awesome version of you that you can. You are totally allowed to do that, but before you can finally take that step, and so when you get there, you'll be able to enjoy it. Because if you carry shame to cover it all the way through till you get to that point, when you get there, you will not get the satisfaction that you think you will. So forgive yourself for being who you are and allow yourself to just breathe. Like, yes, that knot in your heart, just like loosen that knot. Let that knot just get loose so you can just breathe and be a fucking person. Yeah, and fuck up. You're allowed to fuck up. You are allowed to make mistakes. You're allowed to be not loved by the person that you love. You are not mourning, but not everybody will love you. You will feel heartbreak, you will feel pain. But you should not shroud all your entire life in shame, because that will be you continuing to oppress yourself. Everyone who hurts you will move on with their life, but you that is holding on to that and shrouding everything in the darkness of shame, you will never find your freedom. And how is that fair to anyone? How is that fair to anyone? Okay, well, I'm done ranting. I hope you guys are having fun. So I'll be back to my regular content pretty soon. Of course, I'll still have my random sex talks. I'll still have my psychological talk. It may seem like I have a whole lot going on, but there's a whole lot going on in my mind, and I'm ready to share it to the world. Fuck you if you don't like what I have to say. I mean, not that. Stay and listen to. You know, let's debate. Let's argue. I love to argue. Okay, bye.